Hey, so given the number of YouTube videos, podcast episodes, ebooks, blog articles that we've consumed, we really should have got the hang of this getting our asses in shape caper by now. And yet, you're probably sitting there not quite as in shape as you would like to be. Why is that? It's habits. We simply haven't managed to take the knowledge that is in our heads about how to do it and transfer that into building the healthy habits that we need so that all this stuff just happens on autopilot. Hi, this is Chris from the Men's Fitness After 40 podcast and the Over 40 Freaking Awesome blog. You are very welcome to the podcast. Remember to rate and review the podcast if you get a chance on whatever podcast app thing you're using to listen to it on. I really appreciate it. It helps me to spread the word around other guys our age who are just trying to look after ourselves and thrive again. Now, you can by all means blame the shitstorm of your life now that you're over 40 years old. Your kids want a piece of you. Your missus probably has a big long list of things she wants you to do. Maybe your boss keeps giving you quote-unquote challenging projects to work on. You feel, I just don't have the headspace, the time, or the energy to build these habits. What am I going to do? That is exactly what we're looking at today. How to build the healthy habits you need to get your ass in shape so it all happens on autopilot, but most importantly, without pissing off your kids, your wife, or your boss. Here's what I've done in the past. Maybe this sounds like how it pans out for you too. I'll watch something on YouTube or listen to a podcast. It tells me why I'm doing something wrong, why I need to fix it, and what I need to do instead. And I'm sold. By the end of the video, I'm thinking, perfect, what a great video. I'm totally going to do that thing you just told me to do, mate. Thank you. But then life goes on. Suddenly I have to get back to work. I don't actually put that newfound knowledge into practice at all. It just gets filed into the massive filing cabinet in my head, labeled stuff I'm going to totally act on at some point when I've got the time. If that sounds like you, don't worry. This is human nature. It's been known for centuries that this is what humans tend to do. In fact, there's a famous quote from Goethe, which I've put on my studio wall here for clients to see because I think it's so important. It's, knowing is not enough, we must apply. Willing is not enough, we must do. What that means in practice is there's absolutely no point in you knowing something if you never put it into practice. There's also absolutely no point in you talking about what you want to do if you never actually move your ass and do something about it. The scenario that probably plays out quite often with you is you make a decision that you're going to make some positive change. Let's say you decide you're going to start eating more healthily from the start of the week. Okay, I'm going to try and shift this belly, I'm going to eat more healthily, I'm going to try and not snack between meals, I'm going to cut out junk. Great, good plan. But then maybe after a couple of days you realize, oops, I didn't actually buy all the right healthy stuff to make these healthier meals in the grocery store, so you struggle on that front. Then maybe your wife bakes a load of cookies or brings home a load of takeout and guilt trips you whenever you don't want to indulge like everybody else. Then a couple of days later, whenever you're trying to not eat between lunch and dinner to cut out sugary snacks, you get crazy hungry about 3 p.m. and you think, this doesn't feel right, this hunger's bad, and you grab a muffin or a bagel or just something, some candy, anything to make the hunger go away. So it's taken effort to feel like you're on a diet without actually getting that diet to pay off in the way that you want. You will not get slimmer very quickly if you constantly allow yourself to be derailed. The good news is though, we can analyze what keeps tripping us up so that we can then make sure that we've dealt with it before we try and build a healthy habit from now on. Culprit number one is other people. Other people will get in your way. That's why we need to make sure that they know the positive change that you're trying to make and that you get buy-in from them to make sure that they're okay and on board. In the diet example, your missus baked a load of cookies or brought home a load of takeout. That clearly was not part of the plan. If you'd taken the time though in advance to say, hey, I'm trying to lose a bit of weight here. What I'd like us to do as a family is to eat less takeout. I also don't want to be involved if we're all having donuts or cookies and things like that. I prefer if those weren't laid out in front of me. If you could just be a bit more understanding about that, that would help. Just taking that step can often be enough to help you stay on track. The same when it comes to doing the grocery shopping. How can you eat more healthily if the person in charge of grocery shopping doesn't know that you don't want to have a burger for your dinner anymore and you want to have something a bit more healthy? You need to get buy-in and make sure everyone is involved and everyone is aware, and that will help you to stay on track. Culprit number two is our own stupid brains. Now, don't take this too personally. We all suffer from this. We all have a part of our brain. It gets referred to quite often as chimp brain or lizard brain or childish brain. It's essentially the part of our brain that wants instant gratification, doesn't like putting in too much effort for something it's not sure about, doesn't like change, gets bored very quickly. We need to learn that this part of our brain, that wee voice in our head that is telling us, this is a lot of effort, let's just give up, let's live a little, carpe diem, blow off the workout, eat the junk. That part of the brain is not us. The sensible part of the brain is the one listening to me right now that's trying to look after yourself a little bit better. That childish part of the brain is the one that we need to learn to control and ignore. It will stay quiet if we don't try to change too much too quickly. If we are ninjas about this and just change a little bit at a time, don't shake up the routine too much, don't go cold turkey and have no booze, no junk ever, that will keep this voice quite quiet. So for example, with diet, don't try to change too much too soon. Just change breakfast for a couple of weeks. Just try and eat more healthy breakfasts. Once we've nailed that, then we can move on to lunches and dinners and weekends and things like that. But if we start small and build from there, that will quieten that kind of loud, childish voice in our heads that will constantly tell us, this is too much, let's give up. Then our third and final culprit for what makes it hard for us to build healthy habits is crappy planning. So it's great that you want to eat more healthily, for example, but let's look at the practicalities of that. What exactly are you going to eat for breakfast, lunch and dinner every day to stick to that plan? Then that has the knock-on effects of what do you need to then add to your grocery shopping list every week to make sure that the right foods are in the house for you to eat those meals that you've just decided on. And then if there are new meals that you've discovered that you want to eat, like you've saw some hot girl on Instagram make some healthy lunch recipe, do you actually have the cooking abilities for that? Do you have the time to prepare that? It's looking at the practicalities of that, not just knowing that you should be eating more healthily, restricting calories, making better food choices, but what are the practicalities? What are the daily steps and the weekly things I need to have in place to make sure that it's easy for me to eat more healthily? Any plan will be much easier to follow if you just change a little bit at a time, so that maybe in 2 months' time you can look back and your diet is completely changed and completely on point, but you didn't try and shake things up too much to begin with. So you can see how those three main culprits can get in the way of trying to eat more healthily: other people, our own stupid brain, and crappy planning. But they're applicable to anything you're trying to change in your life. Other people will get in the way of you trying to work out 3 times a week because the kids need taken places, your wife doesn't want you to go work out, she wants you to do something else. You need to make sure you get buy-in and work your weekly schedule around your workouts. Your own stupid brain will also get in the way of you trying to sleep better. It'll tell you to stay up late to watch another episode of some random show. It'll also stop you going to work out because you're not feeling it. You're not in the mood. You're not in the zone. It'll tell you, we'll do it tomorrow or we'll do it later in the week. You just sit where you are, mate. Our own stupid brain will get in the way of a lot of things, not just diet. And then that crappy planning will get in the way of all sorts of things too. Like if you're trying to remember to take supplements or eat enough protein during the day to get yourself in shape. If you're trying to fit in a workout on the same night that you have a work presentation to finish up, that's obviously not going to work either. Like I said, we need to drill down into the practicalities of you fitting in all these new positive changes that you're trying to make. We have identified the three main culprits that stop us building the healthy habits that we want. Now we need to address them in advance whenever we come to building any new healthy habit, to make this something that we're not just talking about ad nauseum, boring everyone around us with what we're totally going to do when we have enough time. If we can look at the practicalities of things, make sure everyone around us knows what we're trying to do, and quieten that childish voice in our heads, then we will finally get our asses in shape, build fitness, build strength, get healthier, get happier with our body shapes, and just thrive again. So I hope that helped. Remember to reach out via Twitter DM at OfferCoach, O-F-F-A Coach, if you have any questions, or just email me, chris@offercoach.com. I'll put those in the description for this episode. I would love it if you rated and reviewed the podcast to help get the word out. But take care, mate, and I'll talk to you soon.